Welcome to the Homegrown Half Hour. We started mainstream and went viral 24/7 and 365 online via the internet. 30 minutes of music and conversation with an up-and-coming band. This week, we talk with the movers and shakers on the scene. Remember to email us at kjagradio@kjagradio.com. And now, the Homegrown Half Hour.
This week on the Homegrown Half Hour, we feature an interesting artist from the area, Steve Palmer. He's a great, great artist. Been a big fan of his for a long time. StevePalmerBand.com is his website. The brand new CD, which is due out March of 2011. It's going to be a huge, huge CD, and we'll be talking about it throughout this broadcast here. You can take advantage through January 31. Steve Palmer Band's label is raising and donating 5 cents to Save the Children and St. Jude's Research Hospital for each of the first 200,000 fans who download the free feel-good track. Visit StevePalmerBand.com and click Share This. Steve Palmer Band recently celebrated their first Hollywood Music and Media Award. We're talking about that as well. This was a big, big, big nomination. It's a stellar performance of their lead-off track. He attended a red carpet gala November 18th in Hollywood, California. And, of course, Steve Palmer Band enjoyed a successful stint this year with acclaimed acts including Blues Traveler, Sister Hazel, Bob Schneider, performing in cities along the East Coast, including Hartford, Connecticut, and Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to get into it. This was taken from the world-famous Jiggy Jaguar show just recently with Steve Palmer Band this week on the Homegrown Half Hour. KJAG Radio, this is James.
Hello, James. This is Steve Palmer with Steve Palmer Band.
Hey, look at that. I was just getting ready to call you here in a little bit. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm really glad you guys have taken a minute with me.
Well, I'm kind of ticked at myself that you called me before I called you. But
no, hey, listen, it works out.
I guess it does work out. Let's just get into it. Steve Palmer on the horn with us. StevePalmerBand.com. He is a hell of a guy. I have enjoyed this guy's music for a heck of a long time. He's got a brand new CD coming out in March of 2011, and this guy is amazing. Well, tell us about this deal that you've got coming up where you're raising money for Save the Children and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Well, we started, James, about 1 month ago.
Yeah.
And we started to try to raise money. It's an unusual way to do it, but we're trying to get our song called In Love out. In Love is about the things that unify all the religions and all people in the world. And we hope that people will come to our website, StevePalmerBand.com, download it, and every time there's a download, we're going to raise 5 cents up to 200,000 people, meaning we're going to try to raise $10,000 for St. Jude's and Save the Children.
Wow. That's a heck of a deal, my friend. Now, you can check out more on Steve at StevePalmerBand.com. He is just going across the United States, going all over the place. This guy has enjoyed a successful stint this year. He's been on stage with such acts as Blues Traveler, Sister Hazel, Bob Schneider. He's played the East Coast. He's been in Hartford, Connecticut, Charlotte, North Carolina. He's been all over the damn place. And Steve recently celebrated his first Hollywood Music and Media Award nomination with a stellar performance of the lead-off track. I'll tell you, you were on the red carpet November 18th in Hollywood. You were all over the place, my friend. How's it feel to be out there getting all this acclaim?
That was a real trip for us. You know, some of us are from Nashville, some of us are from Maryland. I'm from Virginia, and I went to school in the Midwest. So I'd say most of our guys are laid back. When we went to L.A., it was a little bit of a culture shock, but we enjoyed the hell out of it. We got to play. We got to play out there. That's the first thing, the great thing that happened. Secondly, we did get nominated. But thirdly, we got to show people our new album that's coming out in 3 months, and it's called Apparition, and it's rock and roll but it's also top 40. A lot of dance rhythms, and we hope they'll like it.
You can get more information at stevepalmerband.com. Steve, you've done some incredible things in your career. You've shared the stage with some incredible acts. Tell me about how you got started in the business, my friend.
That's a good question. I'm glad to hear that you think maybe we're out there. We're trying to get our name out. Since I was about 18, I've been trying to break through into the business and get my music out. And it's just now that it's happening many years later. But, hey, look, better late than never. That's what I always say. We recorded with some great musicians down in Nashville. I do country as well, but right now we're promoting our rock and roll album. And that's what I do. That's first nature to me. That's what I grew up with. Peter Frampton, Kansas, Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, guys like that, that are sort of the bedrock of American rock and roll. And from there, we got a touring group together that's based in Maryland. And we're crisscrossing the United States last year, and I hope to get a new booking agent and really take the show on the road next year to promote the album.
Well, tell me about this album. How did this come together for you?
I think it was a slow, painstaking process. I first recorded Apparition in Virginia, and I went immediately to the industry and tried to get some help. I needed help promoting. I needed help getting on the road.
Yeah.
I needed help distributing the thing.
Well,
unfortunately, a lot of the small acts out there nowadays, they do it all themselves.
Yeah.
I don't support that because I think musicians should be musicians and songwriters should write.
Well,
try to reach people, their heart and their daily lives, what they do every day. But, you know, irregardless, that's what I had to do. I put together a record label called Arrhythmia Records, and from there we recorded it. Actually ended up in Philadelphia, recorded a little bit there in Maryland. But we finished it up, and we just finished it a month ago. And it's slated for release March 1st.
We're speaking with Steve Palmer Band. Steve, you can check out more information on Steve, stevepalmerband.com. He is going to be doing all sorts of different things. Tell me a little bit about this. We touched on it at the top of the interview, but tell me a little bit about this Save the Children St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital thing you're doing. And how important is that to you, my friend?
Well, for 5 years, I've been contributing to about five different organizations. One is Leukemia Lymphoma Society, one's Children's Hospital of L.A., then I've got Lord and Fine Arts. Lord and Fine Arts is really interesting. They turned a prison into an art center for artists and people that couldn't afford to do what they love to do. And I always feel for artists and musicians that are trying to get their stuff out there, but they're struggling with life. So, anyway, for about 20, 30 years ago, my brother, actually as a college student, served on the board of Save the Children. He was on the Thai-Cambodian border when there was all this tension and conflict going on with the Khmer Rouge and communist forces that were doing some rough stuff. And he was working in the refugee camps, and he went on to work for Save the Children and went to a lot of their operations all over the world. And he currently is now back on the board. He loves it. A lot of really wonderful people, Cokie Roberts, a lot of people that the Shrivers I know are very involved, but a lot of people that just care about helping and spreading good fortune. So what we're trying to do is get people to download the song free, and we have a video called In Love that we just shot up in Michigan. I love Michigan, and the family's from Michigan, actually. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do, and every time it's downloaded, we're going to give 5 cents. We're going to raise it and give it, but we're sure we can raise it. We're going to give it to Save the Children in St. Jude's, which is a Tennessee outfit in Memphis, and we just love them, and they've done great things for children for years.
Well, that's cool. Now, tell me about this Hollywood Music and Media Award nomination. How did this come about for you? Because this is kind of a big deal. They just don't give those out to people.
Well,
because if they did, I'd be getting one, and I don't even do music.
I'm sorry.
I was just making a dumbass comment. I said they don't just hand those out to people, because if they did, I would be getting one, and I don't even do music.
Well, the wonderful thing about it, they're trying to.
You're such a pro. You just keep rolling. That's what I love about you, brother. You
and we're an independent artist right now.
Yeah.
We're trying to get some help on the national, international level, but we're trying to get out there. So they nominated us for our song Apparition. It's a top 40 song. They also, you know, try to bring attention to the industry of media and music. How does media bring music to the people? And frankly, I don't think they've done such a good job. I think there are a lot of great small acts that should be on the radio more. I could name 100 of them, you know, Tegan and Sarah, Death Cab for Cutie, Rachel Yamagata, she's a small artist that has a voice. She's a beautiful voice as Nora Jones. And
yeah.
There's all these small artists that I wish they get more access to the international and the national big stations. And that's why we try to go around and knock on the door of small stations like 95 FM in Salina, Kansas. And we're trying to show them that there's a lot of good music out there, not just here on the big
channel. Now, tell us about this video you just did. You've got an interesting holiday tune. You made a music video for it. How was the music video process?
Well,
and did it cost you $5,000?
We go out there and we had a whole lot of fun. Myself and a filmer. I had ideas. I had concepts. I had some little businesses I went to.
Yeah.
WTCM in Traverse City. We went and talked to them. And what we try to do is bring a video about what the song's all about. And it's about people just getting together and feeling good and helping each other and not fighting. And that's what everyone thinks the holidays are all about, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah. And that's what we hope it'll be. I was walking through the snow and I was singing. I was out on the lake in Traverse City, Michigan, and I was, you know, had my guitar and... It was cold. We had a blast.
Now, you're doing some incredible stuff over there. You can find Steve Palmer all over the social networking sites, the Facebooks, the Twitters, the YouTubes, all these different places. Do you do your own tweeting and Facebooking and all that, or are you one of these artists that pays people to do their social networking for them?
I do all of my own blogs and tweeting.
Okay.
But I will say that what my webmaster will do is he'll take my blog. I do a paragraph every single 2 weeks, I'd say. And he'll take snippets and he'll put it on Twitter because he thinks maybe I'm too long. So he'll digest it.
Yeah, because you only got 140 characters, brother. You only got 140 characters.
People have a short attention span, and that's a good
that's right.
thing about radio. You can move from one thing to another. But
he helps
me out, and for sure he does a lot of things that I don't personally do, but he takes what's going on in my life and the words that I put down, and he gets it to the people.
Well, we're gonna play one of Steve's songs. Hold on a sec, brother. We're gonna play one of Steve's songs here real quick. It's In Love, and it's on the world famous Jiggy Jigway Show.
The smell of thunder Jaguar on the air from London to the Florida coast. You get the most when you podcast with Jiggy Jaguar from JiggyJaguar.com. Email KJagRadio@KJagRadio.com. Jiggy Jaguar.
With Steve Palmer from stevepalmerband.com. Steve, you're an incredible songwriter, my friend, and just some of the stuff that you're doing just amazes the crap out of me. I've been a big fan of yours for a while, and I appreciate you making some time for us today. One of the first interviews, it's kind of like it's not an exclusive because there's like 30 other people that are going to interview this guy, and it's not like he signed a deal with me or anything. And Ross isn't doing anything.
You're one of the first, James, I got to tell you.
I'm one of the first.
You're my first radio DJ interview.
Well, thank you for calling me a radio DJ. I really appreciate it. You give me a lot of credit, my friend.
Listen, with the amount of energy you have, you should be at least that.
Okay, well, thank you.
You guys do a great job, and I love Kansas.
Well, we love Kansas, too, but if I could get the hell out of here, I would. the big song, it's out right now. Give us a quick rundown real quick about the that's funny. I said give us a quick rundown really quick. Awesome.
Dual redundancy.
Dual redundancy. Thank you, Ross. Tell us about this promotion you're doing one more time. It's running through January 31st. You're going to be raising and donating 5 cents from each of the downloads, I'm assuming. Give us information.
Yeah, we've got this song that you played called In Love.
Yeah.
We think it's for all people, whether you're from the Middle East or whether you're from Russia or the United States. And we hope that people will download it. It's a free song we're giving out. And every time there's a download, we're going to give 5 cents, and we're going to raise it and give it to both St. Jude's, which is based in Memphis, Tennessee, but they're well-known all over the world, and Save the Children, that's been doing just great hunger relief and disaster relief work for decades. And those are the two big ones. And the song is right there at stevepalmerband.com, and you'll see it right on the front homepage.
Well, I'll tell you, Steve, it's been an honor. I appreciate you making some time for us. We're definitely going to have you back because you are a wealth of knowledge that I would love to have on for at least 30 minutes or so just to chat. But as you know, on Sundays, we're like a ferret in a jello fight here. We are running and gunning the entire time. So I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for making time for us on this Sunday. And have yourself a happy new year, my friend.
Okay, thanks, James. Thanks
definitely
to your listeners there at 95 FM.
Definitely. Appreciate it. Have yourself a good one.
Bye now.
Thanks, man. Steve Palmer here on the World Famous. My thanks to Steve Palmer from the Steve Palmer Band. You can check out more on them at stevepalmerband.com. Right now, it's Aberration on the Homegrown Half Hour.
Some time. The past that lines your face, keep you from being mine. Let go of that apparition. Let go and love me instead. Won't you come alone to my bed? Let go of that apparition. Let go. Would you come along to my bed? Come on. Are you free to fly? Has it fallen bird? And can you leave that path that
now seems so absurd. Let go of that apparition, let go and love me instead. Come alone to my bed. Let go of that apparition, let go and love me instead. Would you come along to my bed? Why you leave me here? Take hold of my hand, it'll lead you far from fear. Let me feel your touch, let me open up your heart. Follow me, my love. That apparition, let go and love me instead, yeah. And come alone to my bed. Oh no. Let go of that apparition, let go and love me instead, yeah. Won't you come along to my bed? Oh no, baby. Let go of that apparition, let go and love me instead, yeah. Won't you come along to my bed?
It's the Homegrown Half Hour all over the internet. This week we are bringing you the Steve Palmer Band. You can get more information on the Steve Palmer Band at our website. It's KMAEntertainment.info. It's the Steve Palmer Band. Look for the Homegrown Half Hour link, and you can get more information on Steve Palmer and all our other editions of the Homegrown Half Hour. We want to thank Scantlin Entertainment, our sponsor, each and every week here on the Homegrown Half Hour. We started as a weekly infomercial for a local nightclub, but we've become much, much more. And you can get more information on Scantlin Entertainment by just jumping over and jumping on their website, ScantlinEntertainment.com. Rangerplex, Alternative Webcasting Networks, Rangerplex.com, Saturdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, bring you the Homegrown Half Hour. This week it's Steve Palmer Band. Right now, more from the Steve Palmer Band on the Homegrown Half Hour. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Palmer Band this week here on the Homegrown Half Hour. My thanks to Steve Palmer for making a rare, rare appearance on radio. This guy doesn't do radio a lot, and he doesn't do a lot of print interviews either. So it was an exceptional, exceptional time to get Steve Palmer on the big broadcast. The website is stevepalmerband.com. You can check out more information on Steve Palmer all over the internet. And I just thank him and his publicist and everybody else for making some time for us to be with us here on the Homegrown Half Hour. Next week, Scantlin Entertainment's Homegrown Half Hour brings you more. Be sure to listen to us live each and every Friday night at 6 p.m. Central at zoo92.com. Also, wildbunchradio.com Wednesday nights, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, your good friends at Infinity Radio, Infinite Music, Infinite Fun. That's InfinityRadio.net. And Roundtable Radio, the best in talk, the best in music, and the largest jukebox on the internet. Check us out each and every week at Roundtable.net. We've got more next week here on the Homegrown Half Hour.
Thanks for joining us here on the Homegrown Half Hour. Check in with us next week as we talk to another hot upcoming band in the music scene. Remember to email feedback and such to KJackRadio@KJackRadio.com. And if you're in a band who wants to be on the Homegrown Half Hour, email us at KJackRadio@KJackRadio.com. See you next week right here on the Homegrown Half Hour.